This eruption in Kilauea's East Rift Zone is giving volcanologists a lot to think about. The last two eruptions in the area, 1955 and 60, started similarly with earthquakes, cracks, and steam, but the volcano had been quiet before. This time, it's been erupting continuously from Pu'u'o'o since 1983. Kenneth Rubin is a volcanologist, a professor and department chair of geology and geophysics at UH Manoa.
Kilauea sort of has three main places that it can erupt.
The summit, where Halema'uma'u has been active over 10 years, and the small southwest rift zone, which was last active in 1974. Then there's the 40-kilometer east rift zone that goes from the summit to Pu'u'o'o, then to Pahoa and Kapoho, continuing offshore another 50 kilometers.
The sequence of events that had Pu'u'o'o shutting off, magma draining out of it, having a collapse of the cone and a huge earthquake, and then the migration of earthquakes down the rift zone towards the Leilani Estates area, that's a sequence that we haven't seen before.
Scientists say a small non-destructive tsunami was generated when the large 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit last week. Dr. Rubin says sometimes underwater shelves created by fresh lava can collapse and drop, triggering a wave that washes back to the coastline.
And this is one of the significant hazards. It's nearly impossible to predict when they're going to happen. But in all cases, when you do have a tidal wave or tsunami, something has to change about the seabed. So that when you have a 6.9 earthquake and it happens on the island and not offshore, then unless there's a corresponding kind of up and down motion on the seafloor, you probably won't generate a tsunami.
Rubin says in the 14 to 1600s, Kilauea volcano wasn't erupting frequently, so water could build up at the summit, creating conditions more conducive to violent eruptions once water and magma met. That kind of explosive transition into a more active phase is thought to have caused a pivotal turn in Hawaii history.
You've probably heard the story that King Kamehameha, when he was just one of the chiefs on the Big Island, he was fighting a battle against one of the other groups he was competing with for control on the Big Island. A volcano erupted and took out a whole bunch of the competing army's warriors. That was all part of this sequence of events that happened in the 1790s.
Rubin says local families have stories about past eruptions and inundations going back generations.
Puna District is the fastest growing area on the Big Island. This eruption is happening in Hazard Zone 1. It's got a very, very high probability of eruption, and we know this. And the responsible thing is to remember that, to know how to live with and mitigate the impacts of eruptions. That's the best way to approach things.
Dr. Rubin says it's not as though the ring of fire is inflamed or anything. He says there are pretty much always 10 to 20 volcanoes going off on Earth at any given time. Kilauea just has the headlines right now. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.